Shoppers are reportedly going all out this holiday season, while retail workers continue to walk away from their jobs. This has become a particular problem for smaller stores, which scramble to serve customers and worry their way through the key shopping season. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
Back in the 50s, a couple from Virginia started a little shoe store, tucking their son into a bassinet in the basement. Now that son, Gary Wiener, is the second-generation owner running Saxon Shoes with his own children.
Fourth generation is eating lunch here with me a couple times a week. Those are my grandchildren.
Holiday season is a huge deal. Time for pricey winter boots and people buying several pairs at once. Wiener had worried if shoppers would return, if his shoes would get stuck in the supply chain mess. And instead,
at this point, we're definitely understaffed and unable to fill those positions.
His shoppers have returned. He's wrangled enough supplies to fill tens of thousands of square feet with sandals and socks, stilettos and sneakers. But prospective hires have been ghosting him.
6 or 7 out of every 10 applicants didn't even show for the interview.
The Great Resignation hit retail like a tidal wave. Over the past year, workers quit over coronavirus fears, angry customers, frantic schedules. Many realized their jobs paid less than boosted unemployment. Small stores found themselves competing for workers not only against giant, deep-pocketed rivals, but also restaurants and warehouses. And this year, everyone needs more workers than ever before because shoppers have flooded back. Here's Mark Sherman, who owns Stowe Mercantile General Store in Vermont.
We've needed more staff because our in-store business is up significantly, plus our online presence and sales are up significantly.
Sherman spent months advertising full-time jobs to no avail. For many workers, it wasn't just about the money, but also flexibility. So now, after 35 years of pursuing full-time staff, Stowe Mercantile is all about piecing together part-timers.
Now our schedule changes. It's a little dizzying at times for me. But if we're going to be successful and provide great service, we really need to work with every employee to work with their schedule needs.
Last month, even Amazon said for the first time, its primary constraint was the lack of available workers rather than warehousing space. The large retailers have attacked the problem with money and mass hiring campaigns, with triple-digit signing bonuses, free college tuition, and suddenly higher wages. Now, major companies like Amazon, Target, Best Buy, Home Depot, they say they're fine for the holidays. Here's Walmart CEO Doug McMillon last week.
When the stimulus dollars started to go away, the hiring situation changed faster. We saw people come back, and in a matter of weeks, we were back to being staffed.
Meanwhile, smaller stores or chains are short-staffed. At Saxon Shoes in Virginia, Wiener says shoppers are back to pre-pandemic numbers, while his staff count is behind by about 20%. His stores rely on workers giving personal attention to each shopper for commission. With fewer salespeople, some potential buyers will leave empty-handed.
I wouldn't be surprised if we're not leaving, 15% of our potential sales on the table because we just don't have the manpower.
The other side of it is that the workers who are employed and small store owners themselves end up picking up more work. That's true for Lonnie McWhorter, who owns a gas station and convenience store called 36 Lynn in Minneapolis. Ideally, he needs a dozen or more workers, but now has 9.
It's not a surprise that that's going on. It really is a surprise the people that are still there and why no one's really acknowledging the hard work that a lot of frontline employees have done across the board.
A little while ago, McWhorter made T-shirts for his staff and for shoppers to buy.
And it says, the world is short-staffed right now. Be kind to those that show up.
Because kindness does not have to be in short supply. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.